turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With Tony Marinaro.
55 seconds left in the penalty, a minute and 27 seconds left in regulation time. Boston 4, Montreal 3. Lafleur coming out rather gingerly on the right side. He gives it into Lemaire, back to Lafleur.
The sickest Montreal Canadiens podcast.
You're in the spot!
Sports entertainment like no other.
Rejoint, on lui fait perdre la rondelle, une passe devant. Et c'est la bonne! Et ce sera la victoire des Canadiens. Stanley pour les Canadiens. Le 23e de l'histoire.
You found the dogs! John, you found the dogs! He found the dogs!
And all together, they worked the young team to the top. And now, a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadiens win the Stanley Cup!
Brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. La Vida TV. Embrace your true nature. And Lacage. If the last time you went to Lacage was when the Habs won the cup, it's time you went back to Lacage. It's gonna be sick.
Marinaro, it's gonna be sick. Yeah, sick it is. You know what's sick? I'm sick to my stomach is what I am. The NHL trade deadline has come and gone, and the Montreal Canadiens, I wouldn't say they did nothing, but they did close to nothing. I think a very disappointing day, a downer of a day if you're a Montreal Canadiens fan. And this is what I've been trying to warn people about, and I've had no other choice but to kind of follow a little bit here. But at the same time, I've been saying, you know what? Like, we got to find other topics to talk about. It's 4 months that the media in Montreal has been talking about trading Jonathan Drouin at the deadline, trading Sean Monahan at the deadline, trading Evgeny Dadonov at the deadline. And then when we got closer to the deadline, hey, why not Jake Allen? Maybe a team's looking for a goaltender. Hey, maybe a team needs an energy player like Michael Pezzetta. Hey, you know what? Christian Dvorak plays a 200-foot game. Hey, you know what? The Canadiens could probably get the moon for Josh Anderson. Hey, Michael Matheson's interesting a lot of teams. And we start Joel Edmondson. Here's a guy who's got a year left on his contract. This guy won a Stanley Cup with the St. Louis Blues. He went to a Stanley Cup final with the Montreal Canadiens a couple of years ago. He plays better in the playoffs than he does in the regular season. He's 6'5". He's got long range. And this guy can block shots. In the playoffs, the game is played and officiated in a different fashion. It's more suitable for him. This, that, whatever. Talking about this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. With so many stories going on, you have CF Montreal, who started their season last week. You had their preseason camp to talk about. You had their games in preseason to talk about. You had the fact that Mihailovic was gone. You had the fact that Kone was gone. You had the fact that Alistair Johnston was gone. Herrera was coming in to replace Johnston. Saliba's making the team. An opportunity for Rea. They go out, they get Jules Anthony Vilsain. A Kai Kamara saga that played itself out on social media. He's traded to Chicago Fire. A trade broken by yours truly, of course, naturally, out of my basement in LaSalle Friday at 9:21 a.m. And it took some of the bigs to react Friday at 3:33 p.m. But anyway, this is what it is, folks. You know, so many storylines. The Montreal Alouettes, at one point, the ownership group, it belonged to the family, the estate. Then the estate and Gary Stern weren't exactly on the same page. Then Gary Stern and Mario Cecchini, the then president, they weren't on the same page. And then Mario Cecchini was out. Then all of a sudden, Gary Stern was out. And then the CFL took over the team. And now they brought back Mario Cecchini. And now they, you know, a couple of ownership groups or potential consortiums they've talked to. Now there's one that seems to have exclusivity. We'll see if it pans out. So many stories. The Ben Mathurin in the NBA doing his thing with the Indiana Pacers. Artur Beterbiev has he's got a big, big fight at Wembley that takes place. So many things, no shortage of things that we could talk about at Quebec. But no, we talked about the Canadiens getting a third first round pick in the draft, and Drouin and Monahan and Dadonov, it be me, et Coco, et Pipi, et Papa. And when all was said and done, what do the Montreal Canadiens do today? They acquired Frédéric Allard, The only Allard I know is La Rue Allard à Villemar. That's it. Where Mario Lemieux grew up not too far because he grew up on Jacques' corner of Allard. It was, I think, the second or third house, the one with those old-style satellite dishes, right? Played 35 games with the Ontario Reign this season. And in return, the Canadiens gave up center Nate Schnarr. Other than that, the Montreal Canadiens went out and they acquired a fifth-round pick and in 2024 and Tony Sund from the Sharks. I've never heard of him, but you know what? He's a Tony. He must be pretty good. That's it. That's what they did today. That's it. That's it. After retaining 50% of Nick Bonino's salary in a trade that saw him move to the Pittsburgh Penguins, he's a 27-year-old defenseman who recorded 9 points, a goal, and 8 assists in 40 games in Sweden earlier this season. And he plays with Engstrom, who's a former draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens. And that's it, folks. Look, I'm going to tell you something. The benefit of doing a podcast, and this sick podcast brought to you in part by Energy Transportation Group, where I've decided to bring the energy tonight. They bring it every day and every night. They're a leading full-service logistics provider serving all of North America. They are driven to be different. And also brought to you in part by La Bit ATB, where I think I'm going to have about 12 of these tonight because I'm on a downer here with this trade deadline. Brewed in Quebec and a winner of a dozen international awards, La Bit ATB offers quality microbrewery beers made with premium ingredients for everyone's taste. La Bita TV, embrace your true nature. And, of course, brought to you in part by La Cage. If the last time you went to La Cage was when the Habs won the Cup, or last time you went to La Cage was when the Habs made a trade prior to the Dadonov trade, well, it's time you go back to La Cage. The menu is going to surprise you. Okay, so, look, I'm talking like this, but I'm going to, in full transparency here, because I'm always honest with all of you, all right? Here's the deal, okay? The deal is that Agnello and Sammy, they got a hold of me, and they said, Tony, with this podcast, we have a chance to go live. Trade deadline day. Do you want to go on? Do you want to go on at noon? Do you want to go on at 1? Do you want to go on at 2 in the final hour? Do you want to start at 11? And I said, Agnello, listen to me and listen to me carefully. In the last 2 weeks, over 40 trades were done. That's one of the things I had told him. There's not going to be much that's going to happen on trade deadline day. The other thing I told him is, in yellow, take a look at the Montreal Canadiens players. Their value is either at a low, or they're hurt, or they just came back from injury. The sample size is not big enough. Jeff Gorton and Kent Hughes, these guys, they're like rope. They don't sway away from a plan. Like, everything is programmed. They are computer programmers, huh? As an executive VP of hockey ops, and one as the general manager. They're like computer programmers. Everything is programmed. They're not going to change the program. They're going to stick to the program. They're going to stick to the plan. Now, had they been very emotional types, maybe like me, they would have been upset if things weren't going according to plan, or I would have been, and I still would have traded everyone. And then the day would have been over, and I would have realized that I ended up trading just for the sake of trading and not because it made my team any better. But you know what? I'm emotional that way, and maybe that's why I'm not a general manager. So I told Agnello, I said, Agnello, we're not going to go on. We're not, you know, like, I understand. Yeah, they're going on at 6. They're going on at 7. They're going on 8. You know, they're going to talk about what everyone's been talking about for the last 4 months. Trade this guy, trade that guy, trade this guy, trade that guy. Out of all the people that we heard were going to get traded this year, there were supposed to be about 8 or 9 players that were going to change address. In the end, the only one the Canadiens really traded is Evgeny Dadonov. And it happened several days ago for Gurianov, who, by the way, scored on a rocket last night. Let's see if he could do it again tonight when the Canadiens visit the Ducks in Anaheim. That's right. The Canadiens visit the Ducks in Anaheim tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. Usually we bring you the sick podcast at 10 p.m. Eastern. Usually it's Matthew O'Hane who brings it to you on Friday nights. I said, Matt, let me talk tonight. I'm upset. For me, this is therapy. Do you understand? I need to get this out of my system or else I'm going to go to bed in a very, very bad mood. And when my wife and I hooked up for the first time, I told her, I said, listen to me, dear. Listen to me carefully. The rule in the Marinaro household is we don't go to bed in a bad mood. And more importantly, when we wake up the next day, we better wake up in a good mood. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So I need to get this out of my system. I don't have a psychologist right now. But this for me, this is therapy, all right? Instead of me talking to one person, I'm talking to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people right now watching on YouTube Live, on Facebook Live, and on Twitter Live. I'm Marinaro. I am Marinaro. I'm Marinaro. The press conference today was supposed to be at 4 p.m. at the complex in Brossard. I felt like going, but I didn't end up going because I knew that nothing was going to happen. And I didn't trust myself to be there because I was going to be too upset. I was going to start to have intestinal pain. Maybe I would have had to go to the bathroom. I was going to end up missing it anyway. Why spend the money on the gas to go over the Champlain Bridge and go all the way to Brossard when I could stay here in my basement in beautiful Ville LaSalle, mountainside, not beachside, mountainside. In case you missed that press conference earlier today, Montreal Canadiens general manager Kent Hughes had a few things to say. The press conference started en français. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be able to translate. Because why? Even though I didn't go to university, even though I only have a deck from Dawson College, Business Administration, Marketing, I can speak English, I can speak French, I can speak Italian, I can speak Spanish, and I can speak Portuguese. The haters and the cynics will tell you that I speak neither of them well, which, by the way, they're probably not wrong, but at least I can speak a little bit, and at least I understand a little bit. So don't worry about it. I'm going to translate. Agnello and Sammy back at Master Control. These guys are in Indianapolis. They're so much smarter than me. They went to the NFL Combine where stuff is going on. Instead, I'm here stuck in my basement. It's cold outside. There's snow. It's dark. I don't even know what to do with myself. But here I am. Play Kent Hughes.
De cette, pas simplement la journée d'aujourd'hui, mais des dernières semaines et de, à ton avis, ce qui est un succès et ce qui aurait peut-être pu être mieux?
Je dirais, écoute, c'est sûr qu'on aimerait eu la chance de faire peut-être un échange ou deux de plus, mais en réalité, les échanges pour nous, c'est toujours pour avancer notre objectif de bâtir une équipe capable de gagner d'une manière constante dans la Ligue nationale. Puis on n'a pas trouvé les échanges qui valaient le marché d'un joueur, pour donner un exemple, ou quoi que ce soit qui aurait pu nous avancer notre objectif.
Dans le cas de Sean Monahan, maintenant que la date limite est passée, je sais qu'avant, il y avait peut-être toute une question de discussion, mais est-ce que c'est possible de savoir où ça a accroché dans sa remise en forme? Est-ce qu'on peut avoir plus d'infos là-dessus? Puis oui. Est-ce qu'il pourrait revenir d'ici la fin de la saison?
Sean s'est blessé de nouveau sur son rehab. On n'a pas voulu partager les informations à un certain point pour protéger Sean, mais aussi pour nous autres parce qu'on voulait communiquer directement aux équipes au lieu qu'ils apprennent du média. Au niveau de son retour, dommagement, c'est pas assez spécifique. Pas comme quelqu'un qui a un MCL puis on dit c'est 6 à 8 semaines. Alors, il y a peut-être une possibilité qu'il retourne au fin de l'année, mais c'est sûrement pas à 100%.
Merci. On est avec Guillaume, Jonathan, et Guillaume. Salut, Guillaume. Je te vois toujours au sujet de Monahan. Tu dis qu'il s'est re-blessé pendant la rehab. Avec le recul, le fait qu'il a joué ses derniers matchs, on le voyait arriver à l'aréna, il y avait sa botte, tout ça, clairement, il était déjà magané. Est-ce que vous êtes en mesure de savoir si le fait de l'avoir laissé jouer ces matchs-là avec le recul, ça lui a fait mal? Parce que c'était quand même votre meilleur trade, votre
meilleur. De qu'est-ce qu'on connaît, non. c'est deux blessures indépendantes chacun de l'autre.
OK, donc dans son rehab, c'est pas...
Il s'est pas blessé au pied. C'est un blessure différent.
All right, there you have it. I'm going to translate. Kent Hughes, first of all, asked if the past couple of weeks, in his opinion, is a success. A success? He said, look, in an ideal world, for sure, I would have loved to have made one or two trades today, but it just wasn't able to happen. We know the way the market was. We know the way the salaries are. We know the way the salary cap is. And at the end of the day, if we were going to make trades, we had to make them so that we would reach our objectives and meet our objectives and not just make a trade for the sake of making a trade the way I would have done, by the way. Then he was asked about Sean Monahan and what's his status. And he talked about the fact that Sean Monahan, unfortunately, what set him back is that Monahan had a couple of injuries. What started off as a foot injury ended up being an injury somewhere else, which he didn't specify, by the way. And that was that. So then he was asked if, the second injury happened because of the first injury, meaning was it because he compensated and something else went out of whack? He said, anything's possible. They're still trying to find out how injuries can actually be interrelated and one could lead to another. But based on the information that he has, he does not think so. All right. Okay. So now other questions, these in English earlier today from members of the media to Montreal Canadiens general manager, Kent Hughes.
Ready himself, conversations that were had or whatnot, but, his injury situation certainly would have also had a effect on what teams were, I put myself in the shoes of a team trying to contend, and I think it would have an effect on me as well.
Are you pleased with how, you put a bow on today? Are you pleased with how this trade period went for you?
No, I mean, listen, I'm Jeff tells me to settle down. He's going to tie me to the desk so I can't make a trade every week. I like to be involved in deals, but at the end of the day, it has to be, moving us forward towards an objective. And if a trade doesn't advance our cause, we're not going to make a trade. So,
Ken, was there anybody kick the tires on Jonathan Drouin?
Kind of the same answer I just gave, out of respect to the players. But I do think, listen, Joe's, I think everybody here has noticed an uptick in his game, and the Montreal Canadiens are benefiting from that at that point. And things are complicated with cap and all the other stuff. So, we're happy to have him with us for the rest of the time and for the rest of the season. And
that was going to be my next question. Are you interested in keeping him beyond this year? Is it UFA?
Yeah, I think, similar to Sean or any of our expiring contracts, we've got to sit down. We've got another, whatever it is, 20 or so games to evaluate everything and see what transpires over the course of the summer, who could be or not be available, and figure out how we fill out our roster. So premature.
Thank you.
Yep. Wish I could give you a better answer for your...
I sort of expected those answers.
Give you a non-answer on your last day.
You have another question?
And there you have it. A very conservative and very diplomatic Kent Hughes when asked about the Jonathan Drouin situation. What's he going to tell you? Nobody wants. Nobody. What's he going to tell you, right? He can't say that. How's it going to play out? Well, we'll see. There's 20 games left between now and the end of the year. And we'll see at the end. Right now he's on a pretty good upswing, this, that, whatever. They weren't able to move him. And Jonathan Drouin must be distraught. Jonathan Drouin, about a month ago, said, I hope in the next month here I play pretty good hockey, good enough hockey to be able to convince a Stanley Cup contender to come out and get me, and I move over to a Stanley Cup contender. And, that's – what are we going to do now? Look, I know a lot of people would not have traded players just for the sake of trading players. And you know what? I wish I had all the information, because maybe, just maybe, there was no way they were going to even be able to trade Jonathan Drouin. Maybe there was no way they're going to be able to trade Joel Edmondson. Maybe there was no way they were going to be able to trade somebody else. But you know what I wanted? Today, this after, when you make trades, or when it's trade deadline day, when it's trade deadline day, by the time the trade deadline day is over, you either have to be better than you were before that day started, or if you're planning a rebuild, you have to be worse than the way you were before that day started. The trade deadline has come and gone. The Canadians are not better. They're not worse. This is what they are right now. They have no taste. They have no taste. They're bland. They're gluten-free. You ever go to a place, someone says, hey, oh, you know what? This person makes amazing gluten-free food. It's amazing. You won't even know the difference. I know the difference. It doesn't taste good. Right now, they have no taste. They're bland. They're gluten-free. This is what it is. At the end of the day today, they didn't get better than they were, and they didn't get worse than they were. It is status quo. That's it. That's all. Now the media is going to start. You know what they're going to do now? After talking about four months about who they were going to trade, you know what they're going to do now? Now they're going to talk about who the Canadians are going to trade on the day of the draft. And the names are going to come up again. Dwayne Edmondson, this guy, that guy. No, not even Dwayne, because he's going to be gone because his contract is up, right? So what are we going to talk? I don't know. Now we're going to talk. Trade Edmondson at the draft, maybe. Josh Anderson at the draft, maybe. All the guys. Yoel Armia at the draft, maybe. Mike Hoffman at the draft, maybe. This is what we're going to talk about now. I don't know, man. What a downer of a day. A downer of a day. I don't know what to do to cheer myself up tonight. I really don't know. Maybe have, I had a chicken pita before. Yeah. I even had a little bit of a poutine. Okay. Probably have a drink. I don't know. It's gone. This is what I think the National Hockey League should do. Okay. What you do is you put a blackout period for a couple of weeks. I don't care that in the last 2 weeks, there was 8,000 trades. Okay. There was 40 something transactions. I don't care. Okay. You put a blackout and then today you open it up and it opens up at like 6 a.m. and it closes at 6 p.m. You got 12 hours to make trades. And then all the trades come out today, this afternoon, tonight. I would much rather have that. The National Football League, when it's a trade day, boom, trades everywhere. They take over the entire world. The National Hockey League today was supposed to be one of the most important days for the National Hockey League in a calendar year. Which days are more important than this one? Huh? There's trade deadline day. There's draft night. There's the opening of free agency. And there's the opening of the season. Those are supposed to be the most important days. This day felt like any other day. Disaster. Ellen Keefe, I hear you, Tony. It's unfortunate. Unfortunate. It's more than unfortunate. It's more than unfortunate. Raw footage. Armia, no thank you. Drouin, LOL. Edmondson, no thank you. Monahan, no thank you. Eric, at season's end, things will straighten out for our Habs. And at the draft, we hopefully can make deals. Oh, yeah, make deals. Certainly not the best day for another fast, Tony. No, today is not a fast day, no. Today was a slow day in all sense of the world, never mind fast. But I know what you're talking about. You're talking fasting in terms of not eating. I get it. It's a play on words that I'm trying to do here. Oh, my God. If you have any questions, you want to throw them out, just throw them out. That's it. You have any questions? And Yellow and Sammy back at Master Control. Do we have anything else that came from Kent Hughes? Is it true they turned down a 2023 first rounder for Edmondson? I don't know. But if they turned down a 2023 first rounder for Edmondson, I think they made a mistake. Because even if that 2023 first rounder was not one of the top 10 or top 12 or top 13 or whatever it is, and maybe it was the 24th pick, I don't know. But then all of a sudden what happens is you have three first-round picks instead of having two first-round picks. It gives you flexibility. You can do a little bit of a shake and bake. Do you understand? On the day of the draft, you can dance. You want to dance? We dance. They're not going to dance. I like to dance. You know what they say about a guy who knows how to dance? The ladies look at him and they say, I bet you this guy can dance. That's it. They're not going to dance. Take a trip to Italy. Nothing to talk about for the rest of the season. Do some podcasts from Torino. I've been to Torino before. So if I go to Italy, I'm going someplace I've never been. I've been to Sicily. I've been to Torino. I've been to Calabria. I've been to Milan. I've been to Ascoli. I've been to Roma. I've been to Genoa. I've been to Ancona. So the next time I'm going to Italy, I'm going to go someplace I've never been before. So on my bucket list is Positano, Sardegna, Firenze, and La Costa Amalfitana. And why not Venezia? Those five are on the bucket list. I'd also like to go to Greece one day. I've been to Sicily 10 times. Sicily is absolutely beautiful. I'd like to go to Greece one day, too. I'm going to have the time, by the way. I'm off about 12 weeks in the summer. It's a pretty good gig. I used to be off for 4 weeks. I went from 4 to 12. Did pretty good for myself. Other questions coming in. Greece is paradise, says Bobby from Design, who obviously must be Greek, right? But that's okay. I hear it is too. Italy's paradise too. If I go to Greece, I'd like to go to Crete, or as they say, Crete. Zakynthos. Lefkada. Those are among the areas I'd like to visit. Anthony Crisafulli, Greece, fantastic, he says. Tony, have a beer and a Chicago-style pizza. I don't like Chicago-style pizza. I like a pizza al taglio, Roman style, or a Neapolitan pizza. Chicago pizza, I had it. It's not pizza. It's not pizza. The only thing that's going to do is give you a stomach ache. I already have intestinal pain when trade deadlines come and go and nothing happens. Let's get some business out of the way. Playground, over 600 machines. That's what I'm probably going to go do tonight. I'm going to play the machines. Poker tournaments at Playground Casino Games, daily promotions, and unmatched customer service. Why go anywhere else located just over the Mercier Bridge, only minutes from downtown Montreal? You know what? Maybe I'm complaining for the sake of complaining. I knew this was going to happen. And Yellow and Sammy were telling me, do you want to go on with like a 4-hour show? No. Do you want to go on with like a 3-hour show? No. Do you want to go on with like a 2-hour show? No. I said, and Yellow and Sammy, why don't we do this? Listen to me carefully. Let's plan to go on for 30 minutes after the deadline is over. After Kent Hughes speaks, then I'm going to go do television. When I come back from television, I'll have a bite to eat, and then I'll go on at 7 o'clock. That's why we're doing it at 7, by the way. You probably wanted to know. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is the Canadians are playing at 10 p.m. tonight. But if you wanted to know exactly at what time, I could have done it at 6:30. I didn't want to start it on the 30. You know what I mean? And besides, if I would have started at 6:30, I just got home at 6:20. I need time to eat. So I had supper. And I got a full stomach. Understand? Some would say I always have a full stomach, but that's the way it is. I said to him, I said, should the Canadians do something? Let's say the Canadians did something today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was going to go on live at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was going to go on and talk about it as long, you know, for the amount of time that it deserved. If it was a blockbuster, I may have stayed an hour. If it was a very good trade, but not a blockbuster, I may have stayed 30 minutes. So I said, we're going to do it this way. We're not going to go on for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. No, no. 30-minute show, started at 7 p.m., and if the Canadians do something at the time they do it, I'll go on earlier, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, whatever it is, that's it. The podcast world, the best. I stay home. I'm in my basement. It's a beautiful thing. I have my fridge about 5 feet away. I have the bathroom about 10 feet away, and only I use the bathroom. Not 30 or 40 people on that floor. Only me. That fridge, only me. There's no danger of somebody on that floor going into the fridge and grabbing my beverage or my lunch or my snack, the fridge just belongs to me. The bathroom just belongs to me. And you know what? If I want to do it wearing shorts, I can do it here wearing shorts. Covered by the desk, you won't see nothing. If I want to do it just in my boxers, I can do it in my boxers. That's it. I don't have to get dressed. I don't even have to shower. No one's going to be here. They're not going to know if I smell or don't. It's a beautiful thing. I don't have to go out, drive, traffic, potholes, ruin my truck, have to bring it to the garage, pay for the repair, pay for gas, try to find parking, come back, go through the same drill all over again. My truck's home in the garage, windows open so that it could breathe a little bit. Tony, why don't you go back to radio? For what? For what? Go back to radio for what? To drive? To traffic? To gas up? To park? To not have the flexibility to be able to do your show from anywhere in the world? I could be in Florida right now and bring you this podcast. It doesn't make a difference when you're working in radio. You know where you have to do your show from? The radio station. That's it. That's it. It's a beautiful thing, man. Everyone's sleeping. Thank God I'm awake. Thank God. Where are some of these coming? Emoji too. Have a taste of that bit at TB. I might just do that. Yeah. Let's go. This is the 5.2% alcohol. I never had this one. I had the 5% last week. E buona questa cosa, yo. It's good. Yeah, very good. Can pick it up at grocery stores, by the way. Come to France and do your show. I've been to France already. They have a brie and cheese and baguette. But stop! Stop! I'm going to go to Italy. I'm going to have a plate of pasta. I'm going to go to France so that I can have a baguette and brie and cheese. No, no, no. Forget it. France. If I go to France, I'm going to go watch a soccer game one day. I want to go see Messi play or Mbappe or something like that. But other than that, go to France to do what? Do what? No, no, it's okay. The Tour de France. I'm not doing no Tour de France. Not doing no Tour de France. When's your next show with Chris Nyland? To tell you the truth, I'm going to be on Knuckles' show in the next week. So I'll be on his show in the next week, and then we'll see. Lions Hockey says, you are a radio. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. I'm in BC and I'm not a morning person. I don't like that 7 a.m. stuff. Can't thank you enough for doing a PM podcast. Is Melnick coming on the podcast? You know, we spoke, but I don't think that's going to happen. Not anytime soon, you know? One day, though, one day. I have a feeling that he'll do a podcast in the not-so-distant future. I think, anyway. Glenn says Ted Teven would be proud. Thank you very much. Gaetan says Tony rants like no other. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's all about taste, says Wayne Thompson when talking about beer. Look, I'm not going to lie to you, Wayne. You read right through. Like, I'm not a huge beer connoisseur, you know? But this one here, you saw the way I was washing it down. Very, very good. Bobby with a comment. Okay. Not allowed on independent podcasts. All right. Yeah, well, they are. Just, you know, they don't come on this one. Tony, love your work. And in French Network, you're great. We will see you more often en français. Oui, merci. Tony, what will be the culture for the CH between now and the rest of the season? I guess they're going to have a work hard culture. You know what I mean? Tony, who do you have winning the cup? I'd rather see how the season ends. Um, There's a lot of good teams in the East, but I wouldn't be surprised if they just hammer the each other and that's it. And then maybe we have a winner in the West again. Sonny Patel, I support Tony and Sammy. Thank you very much. Steph, you make me proud to be Italian. Thank you very much. I'm very proud to be Italian myself. Tony, get Kent Hughes on your podcast. I promise you that Kent Hughes will come on the podcast. Marco! Marco! I hear you from downstairs. I'm doing my podcast, buddy. Trying to put food on the table for this family. Making all kinds, bro. But if you talk and I lose my focus here, we need to get a door right here installed. Guy's talking to his friend like he's louder than me. Marco's a rock star. Family drama. Yeah. Yeah. Family drama. My wife's at work right now. It's a good thing because when I get agitated and I go on these rants, the second I get to bed, she says, I can never have peace and quiet in this family. You're always screaming. Can't you do your job without screaming? Just talk softly like everyone else does. Blah, 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 blah. I look at her. Do I tell you how to do your job? Don't tell me how to do mine. Are you the program director? Are you the program director of the podcast? And Yellow and Sammy, they let me do my thing. Because a wild horse, you just let it run. Do you understand? You just let it be. You let it run. I don't need to be trained. I don't need to be programmed. I'm a natural. Don't tell me how to listen to me. Yes, I talk louder than some. Yes, I lose it every now and then. Yes, I have rants. But it's worked for me. So I think it's pretty safe to say it's worked for me 20 years later. You know else? You know anyone else who would have made the switch? Huh? Would they have? Huh? Would they have had the courage, the confidence? Would they have pulled it off? Would they generate the numbers, the revenue? Would they do it in different languages? I need her to tell me how to do my show. Ever since you started this podcast, I can't get a good night's sleep. Take a sleeping pill. No, don't want to do that. Take melatonin. No, have a drink. Tony's the best podcaster ever. I know, I'm not. Thank you. I appreciate all the kind words. I think I'm pretty good at what I do. Clearly, I'm not the best podcaster ever because there's podcasters that are making 100 million, 120 million, 140 million, 150 million. I'm making 1 million. Clearly, I'm not the best or I don't have a very good agent. David, if you're watching, David's my agent. David, pick up your game, bud. Pick it up. People are telling me I'm the best podcaster ever. And there's people making 100 million more than me. Bobby says, takes a lot of courage to go on your own. Wishing you a long, profitable stay. Thank you, Bobby. Tony, smoke, it's legal. I know what you're talking about. And I can tell you that I never smoked in my life. I don't even know what one looks like, almost. I'm barely exaggerating. I'm barely exaggerating. Tony, you're better than Rogan. No, I'm not. Tony, you're sick. Thank you very much. Tony, what should the Habs have done today? I would have, you know, tried to make the team weaker on paper so that they end up winning less games between now and the end of the season and you end up getting a better chance. That's what I think. T'es malade, Tony. Merci beaucoup. All right. We had a lot of fun. I think that was it. The Canadians play the Ducks tonight in Anaheim. It's a 10 o'clock start. If you hated this trade deadline, just do this for me, okay? So that the Canadians know exactly how you feel, comment sick right now. If you dislike today's trade deadline day, if you thought it was a downer, if you hated it, comment sick, capital S, capital I, capital C, capital K. Sick, 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 sick. I want to see them all, one after another. That's what I want to see. If you like this podcast, like it, share it with your friends. Once again, message sick, S-I-C-K. If you're going to be listening via Google or Apple or Spotify, leave us a five-star review. I leave it all on the line, even in a losing season. Why? Because it's the Sick Podcast. I'm Marinaro. Enjoy your hockey game tonight. Knowing them, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to win. Worst pick. And the pick gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Tomorrow night is Saturday night. They're off. Watch the CF Montreal game. Go to the restaurant. Go out with your family. Go out with your friends. Have a beverage or two. Try and forget about the trade deadline day. The Canadians then are back at it on Sunday night. They're in Vegas. That'll be a 6 p.m. Eastern game, and that'll conclude their four-game out west trip. And then they'll come back. They'll have four games at the Bell Center. And then all the media can talk about who they're going to trade on trade deadline day. Tell your friends about me. If they haven't heard about me already, tell them about me. Say that Italian guy, he wears these pink hoodies. By the way, I got pink shoes that match this hoodie. It's unbelievable. Everyone says, hey, you know what? The colors you wear, it really stands out. It catches everyone's attention. I said, no kidding. You know what it is? It's free advertising. That's what it is. I want to show it off here. Like, that's it. It's advertising. I'm like a walking billboard. How much would you pay Monahan on a 1 or 2 year deal? I'd have to know his health first. If he's healthy, I'll bring him back for a year. Do you think any other team will? I do not think so. He's got too many injuries mounting up over the past couple of years. I'd give him, if I had to, $3 million for 1 year. Bring him back. Say, hey, Sean, you had a pretty good goal. You had like 15 points in 27 games. Unfortunately, you weren't healthy. We couldn't trade you. Why don't you do this? Take the rest of the season off. Take the rest of the summer off. Get healthy and come back. Those are probably going to be the Montreal Canadiens' best acquisitions this summer. Two Russians. Summer off and tee off. That's it for me. I'm Marinaro.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Tony Marinaro on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. The Sick Podcast is brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. La Vida TV. Embrace your true nature. And La Cage. If the last time you went to La Cage was when the Habs won the Cup, it's time you went back to La Cage. The menu will surprise you.